Hello, my name is Fran. Welcome to the Heal Into Your Awakening podcast. I hope you're all having an amazing week. And if life is showing you otherwise, please remember that life happens through you and not to you. That's my favorite, one of my favorite law of assumption coaches would like to say. That particular phrase has been helping me a lot. Every time I experience something that puts me in a position to feel disempowered, I get back up and I recite that to myself and I visualize and I think in a way I would want my life. I'm noticing that I'm going through a shift, and I'm telling y'all, yo, when you start to change your perspective, there becomes a conflict with the old you and the new you, and things show up in your life to test that. And I really feel like I've been experiencing that. And for a couple of weeks, I found myself falling into old patterns and old way of thinking. And I had to give myself grace. But I'm going to digress a little bit, right? I feel like tattoos, right, especially when you intentionally mark your body with them, it really do create its own energy, right? I have this tattoo that says, I got you, on my right ring finger. And I was just a promise to my inner child and the different versions of me that experienced trauma and see my life experiences from a place of fear. So I'm constantly being triggered. And now, as a conscious person, I'm aware of these different versions of myself. So I just look at that tattoo and I be like, oh, I got you. All right, we're going to persist in what we want out of life. We're not going to allow our circumstances to deter us from what we know. And things are changing, absolutely, but there has been like an internal shift within me. And I really hope that you guys have been on this journey with me. And if you're not, please start and just remember that you are the creator of your life. There is God, your ancestors, and every single being supporting you, but you have the power to command your life. It's a journey, but it's so worth it. And that has been me this week. I have seen some things and I see it coming. I'm like, nope, this is what this is. This is what that is. And speaking of the shift, I feel like I forgot why I even brought up that. But yeah, I'm saying that these tattoos have helped me get back into focus. Every time I have on my wrist awakened, and every time I experience something that I don't really find favorable, and I find myself wanting to go into a place of just dread, I remember that I'm consciousness having a human experience, and I start to affirm myself. And listen, it's been amazing, the shift. It has given me so much self-trust. But what also that it teaches me is that feelings are fleeting. You can feel this way in this moment, and if you persist, you will shift into a different feeling. It has also reminded me that this my body, this my vessel is mine. It doesn't run me, I run it. So I'm like, oh, you're experiencing this. Oh, you got this disappointing news. And automatically you want to go into a frenzy of how this is going to turn out. Nope, this is what is going to turn out. And then I pray about it. I talk to my guides and I just know it's going to be good. And every time a doubt comes in my mind, I fight it with, nope, this is what this is. I'm appreciative that everything is working out in my favor because everything does. And listen, it's a shift, but please. You're worth it. I'm worth it. We're all worth it. You know better. And you can all, no matter how difficult things might seem, you always have the ability to command the life that you want. Just believe. Because again, life is happening to you based on what you believe about it. So that is some conscious creating rent. I'm not going to go too deep into it, even though I feel like it's been 5 minutes of me talking about it. But hey, I like to start today's episode with gratitude, as always. I want to say thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to the episodes. I appreciate everyone who reached out to me. Guys, please, if you have the opportunity, please rate the podcast. Please leave a review. Not too much on me, though. I'm just playing. But please leave an honest review just because it puts me out there a little bit more. And that's really my focus this year, is to put myself out there, to put the podcast out there so that I can inspire other people as well. Also, I want to say thank you to everyone who reached out to me pertaining to the episodes in general, but the last episode, there were a few girls who reached out talking about how it resonated with them and how they too are on a journey of conscious creating. I was like, oh my God, melts my heart. And if you haven't already, I'm on Instagram at Heal Into Your Awakening. I am on TikTok at Heal Into Your Awakening. And I'm this 34 years, I'm really working closer and closer to being comfortable with putting myself out there, with fulfilling this part of my purpose. So please join me, be a part of it. And but I appreciate everyone. So thank you again. And thank you for rocking with your girl. And I look forward to us rocking together even more and more, and healing together and living life as our true selves and just doing it. No, not doing it, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. All right. So something interesting happened to me. I was making my coffee, ready to talk about this episode. I had a different, I'm going to still record this episode, the episode that I had in mind initially. But Spirit spoke to me, and I was like, okay, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. It might be a little scattered, but that's what you want. I got you. And I prayed right before starting this that I be used as a vessel, or my higher self use this body and this voice as a vessel for anyone who also might be experiencing what I've experienced. And I also pray for inspiration for myself. There are times where I find myself, and it's so funny because Lisa Motivate, I forgot her last name, said it. She said that when you find yourself speaking sometimes, sometimes I find myself like delivering messages to myself. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I feel better from it. So I know that there are times, especially for us messengers or healers, Spirit speaks through us, not just for other people, but for ourselves. So my intention is to also get some insight from Spirit. So I prayed about it, and I'm going to uncomfortably talk about a very personal experience of mine, but I know that it will help someone. So here it goes. I wanted to talk about body dysmorphia and my battle with it. Oof. And that was something that I didn't acknowledge for a long time, but it has been. So before I talk about it, right, I'm going to share an experience with you guys since I started my shift, right? So I started intentionally, like I've always, when I first started, I would be like, I breathe in my higher self, I connect with my higher self. But when I started to really, really dive into this conscious creating thing, I would meditate and visualize a lot. I started my visualization when it comes to connecting with the different aspects of myself with inner child healing. This was like 2019. So I've had some experience with it. I've done past life regressions and everything. So I know when the shift happens. Maybe sometime last year, like the end of last year, towards the beginning. If you guys notice, I'm not as consistent with the podcast. Not because I don't have anything to say. I just struggle sometimes with sharing certain things. Like I struggle with, I want to keep it safe. Like I love being able to share my experiences. I love being in service as a life path number 6. However, there are times where I feel a force. Like the things that I want to talk about in my body and my physical self, my human self wants to talk about is things that are inspirational, but just like healing enough, like, you know. But then there's the other part that's like, nope, if you're not going to talk about what I need you to talk about, we're not going to. So I've always had that. I just didn't know how to, I didn't know how to make it make sense. I just felt like it was just my fears. I just felt it was anxiety for being vulnerable. And I was okay with that. So there are times where I do come out here and speak from my heart. But for the most part, there are certain topics that I'm like, But when I started my journey with connecting with myself even more, I went to sleep. Sometimes right before I go to sleep, in a conscious creating, you visualize what you want. So I was really trying to visualize connecting with a higher version of myself just to relinquish who I, like me looking at my life through fear as Fran. I wanted to be more in tune with my spirit. And I went into this place with myself. And it seemed like I was talking to a different version of myself on a more aware, I could literally feel a higher being next to me, like, and it was me. And it was more about, she said, we talked about some things that are personal, but then her main thing was stop, let go, and allow your intuition to lead you. I've been talking to you. Allow me to. And since then, I don't know if it was a dream, whatever it was, but there were other things that were said, and I'm not trying to go too deep into it. Maybe I'll share it one of these days, but that was the main thing. So after that, I've been allowing myself to just speak from my heart and be even more vulnerable. And every time I do that, I have at least 5 to 6 people reaching out and saying, hey, someone had even reached out and said that I prayed about my journey this morning and I came outside and I told God to align me with something that is going to resonate in a way where I know that God is speaking to me. But yeah, as she was telling me that, and this is not the first person, there's just been several people. Every time I allow Franklin, the human, to chill out and allow my spirit to speak through me, it always gets or reaches someone. I believe myself to be a messenger. I would love to give you the tools and you could go make your own recipe and medicine to heal yourself. That's kind of how I see it. I like to see myself as somebody who inspires others to heal through the tools that I give. And these tools are the tools that I use on myself. And as I say that, I know that my spirit speaks through me because that is the all-knowing being within me. And for a while, I neglected that voice. But over time, since I've been allowing spirit to just walk through me, there are some episodes that I like the last one, Things I've Learned, I was like, but it wasn't too bad. But I just struggle with oversharing or sharing something that I mask away from the world. But I know that it heals my heart. It makes me feel so much more even fulfilled in my experience when I hear that it also helped another person. We're all mirrors of each other, and I am you, and you're me. And I know that energetically, me stepping out of my comfort zone is necessary. So here goes this conversation. I don't know what I'm going to share yet. I'm just going to allow myself to speak from my heart. So shall we begin? Okay, so body dysmorphia is something that I didn't necessarily have the words for, but I struggled with it perhaps all my life. And I'll go back and explain how it came to be. I grew up with a mother that was exceptionally beautiful, 5'11". From what society standards or my country standards would consider her, very beautiful white teeth, small face, tall, you know, beautiful woman. And my grandmother also gave birth to a lot of beautiful children. And I always heard that I looked like my dad. And it wouldn't be, even to this day, it wouldn't be like someone would look at a picture of my mom and look at me and be like, oh, you look like your dad. You know, you don't look like her. And I maybe it's just my insecurities, but I never felt like it was from a space that, oh, you're just as beautiful or whatever. So from a very young age, hearing my mother's friends tell me, I find it to be very problematic. I'm very intentional now not to speak to little girls in a way to talk about their body or their looks. I like to compliment little girls about qualities that I see that they have, but not just physical qualities. But that is something that Liberians do a lot. And from a really young age, I knew that I didn't look like my mom. And whatever my dad looks like is what I look like. But it was always like, you don't look like your mom. Experiencing living in other people's homes and feeling like people would go out of their way to differentiate how they compliment someone's child who lives in their house and someone else who was there. I remember at a very young age, my cousin was smaller in stature, and there would always be, oh, you're so, Liberians say, tight, like you're tiny, you're so petite. And I'm 5'7". I've never really been a petite girl. So that has been something that has lingered. So I feel like when we start having these experiences, they create an energy of its own. And that energy continues to evolve, and different behaviors start to, you know, fear-based behaviors start to be associated with us. And then another one that I feel like added to my body dysmorphia is when I got older and I developed, because I was living with different people, and I was never really the child that was seen. These men would come in my life, like maybe come as an uncle or something like that. Not my uncle, but Africans refer to anyone who's older and around them as an uncle, but they would see me and maybe they would remind me how smart I am, or I loved books from a very young age, so they would buy me a book, you know, little things like that. And I would feel seen because I didn't feel like anyone else was seeing me. And I hear that is considered grooming. I didn't think of it as that. But I remember at a young age of 13, I was like, I had boobs, I had a body. I looked maybe like I was 16 or something. And I remember them just, and it wasn't one or two people. It was just every time I would go live with somebody, someone would notice me and they would come around. But then at a certain place, it would just get really dark. The energy would get really dark as far as them starting to make advances towards me. And I remember feeling like it was my body. I remember feeling like I make these really great people. I bring up negative things about these really great people. And I just took that in. So I did not like being curvy. I did not think I was attractive because I heard that I looked like my dad from a really young age. I wasn't really that person that was seen or affirmed. So I feel like from a young age, all of these different experiences morphed. And when I look back at when I was maybe 17 or so, I remember myself like scratching out my face off of pictures and just really hating looking at myself in pictures or in mirrors. And it carried on. Now with the age of social media, and I would take a picture and I'll look at it and that person will look good, but I'll feel so detached from that person. So this has been a struggle of mine for decades. And I've navigated life masking it. But when I started my journey, when I started my spiritual journey, and I would pray to my ancestors, that would be something that I would pray for. I would go on these extreme diets. And it still wouldn't do anything. I would be thin, but still feel like I am bigger. If I wasn't eating something extremely healthy, the moment I start indulging in something that I might want to eat that wouldn't be necessarily healthy, I would just feel myself expanding, feel my back getting bigger and just expanding. And until recently, this year, I feel like 2022, I started to ignore it. And I've lived a little and I've gained some weight, but I realized that feelings is feelings, right? You can be the smallest person and not really, you won't feel a way. So once I realized that feelings is just, it's not factual, I also started to ignore my feelings. But I was very aware of how I felt, even though I ignored it and persisted in what I wanted. So September 2021, I remember I had experienced again a depressive episode. So I went into one of those moods where I emotionally eat and I had gained weight. And I started back my journey of just extreme fitness. And I remember going to the gym and sitting in that parking lot and tearing up because I knew that the issues that I was having had nothing to do with the gym. It had nothing to do with the food that I ate. But I didn't know how to get out of it. And I just begged and I prayed to God and I just kept begging my ancestors or anyone could hear me to help me get out of the prison that I had put myself in. And after that, there are a couple of things that happened. And I found the law of assumption. I started becoming more intentional about affirming my life, and I'm here now. I was talking to someone that I admire a couple of months ago, and this is a girl that's like super holistic, eats healthy, her body is toned and beautiful, and she said something about body dysmorphia as well, and I know how I saw her, and it automatically clicked like, damn, this is definitely a state of the mind, but there are ways to go about it, right? When you have a condition, there are ways to appease that fear, but you don't have to live in that fear. And since I had started affirming myself, looking in the mirror and affirming myself, there was a war between the me that was affirming and the me that was listening to those things. And I knew that I had to change the way that I saw myself. And I think I shared earlier in a couple of episodes that I said, I will stop saying mean things to myself moving forward. So if I looked in the mirror, I didn't have anything nice to say. I don't say anything. But that also showed me how often I say mean things to myself. And if life is happening through you and you're constantly experiencing life based on how you view yourself, if 85 to 90% of the time I tell myself I'm not worthy, I'm not beautiful, I am constantly expanding the moment I eat one piece of one piece of candy, that's life is going to reflect that to me one way or the other. So what did I do? What am I doing so far to tackle that? For one, I already understand, right, that life happens through me. So how I see myself is how other people will see me. I already understand that we see things through the lens of our experiences. So I'm able to go back and pinpoint how and what these things are. And I've also experienced that, and it's been embedded in the back of my mind that my feelings are valid, but they're not factual. I also understand, again, on a scientific level, or is that biology? I don't even know. That we have cells, we have different cells growing and dying all the time. And how our body is creating these cells from our mind as well, and the energy that we have. So if all the cells I have in my body that have been growing and growing and growing have been negative things, they're going to die off. And the newer version of myself, the newer things that I pour into myself is going to be what is going to come out. These are things that I've studied, that I've read, and I know that they're factual. For me, at least, it has become ingrained in my mind. So I've taken these tools and I have navigated life from that space. A very important aspect of that journey was I did a meditation once. And for my folks who find meditation to be somewhat intimidating because you're told to meditate for 30 minutes and whatever, you can just lay down in bed and visualize and start getting comfortable with that. Meditation does not necessarily have to be sitting in a particular position. And, you know, if that's your thing, I love it for you. If that is not your thing, find ways to connect with your spirit, like maybe sitting in silence, sitting, reading a book, smelling the air, something, right? But creating a closeness between your physical body and your spirit, realizing that you are separate from your current experience, from the 3D world, is important. So if you find yourself, you can't meditate, you can't sit and visualize or anything, start to affirm that you can. I love that I'm able to connect with my spirit. I love the connection that I have with my spirit. I love the connection that I have with my inner child. And over time, it will start to reflect you to you because, again, life is happening through you. Life is happening through the things you say and think and believe. And when you speak something, it creates a thought. So even if you don't believe it, just keep speaking it. I love that I'm able to connect with myself. I love that I'm able to meditate. I am able to connect with myself. I have a strong relationship with my spirit. I am God. I am consciousness. I'm an awakened person. And all these different things that are associated with that would happen for you. I have Mars and Gemini in the 12th house. I've never really been someone who enjoys meditating, but I understand also that it is something that is necessary. I don't do it often, but if I have a thing, if I have a project to accomplish when it comes to myself, again, I am committed and devoted to working on me. I do it. But me telling you that that's something that I do all the time, I'll be lying to you. So for my girls and guys who don't really mess with meditating too much, there are ways around it. And I'm telling you that I don't either, but I found a way. So I digressed, but are you new here? I started to think back and I remember when I was around 12 or 13, I went to a one-year-old party and I kept walking back and forth in that party. And I was watching the video from the party and I kept noticing myself and I kept saying things to myself like, why am I so ugly? Why am I so this? Why is my boob so big? You know, just things. I started to say these not so nice things to myself, but that was it. That 12, 13 year old part of me. And in my mind at that time, I know exactly my thought. I felt like I had cracked the code. I was going to be realistic. I was going to tell myself the meanest thing in the world that I could possibly say so that when other people say it to me, it won't hurt me. So from that young age, I'm 34 years old now, so 12, 13, within that time, I remember that they sit in that living room. It was this lady called Auntie Christie, her daughter's birthday party, and the cameraman just kept putting the camera on me, and I just kept looking at myself, and I was like, how are these people seeing me? There are so many other people that are going to watch this tape. Okay, well, if they're thinking that I'm unattractive and I'm ugly and I have big boobs, I'm this little girl who's 12 with big boobs and their kids don't have big boobs. Let me say things that they will say to me so I'm prepared for it. So I knew that. I'm so blessed that my spirit has allowed me to remember these specific moments to where I started these things, when these energy started to rise up and create its form. And I went to that part of me and I said, and I've been able to soothe her and I've been saying, no, that's not true. Being realistic is nonsense. Being realistic when it comes to you saying self-deprecating things to yourself, it's not the way. Because moving forward, we're going to have to deal with this for decades to decades. And guys, this is what I mean when I say you are the owner of your body, of your experience. You are conscious. If you're sitting here listening to this episode, you can't unknow the things that I'm saying to you. And I really pray that your spirit convicts you to the point that you get yourself out of the mental turmoil you're putting yourself in. I am hopeful that this episode or this my episodes resonate with everyone. But for my brothers and sisters that have experienced childhood trauma, guys, I can speak on our behalf of how we walk daily from the lens of that little boy or little girl or those different versions of ourselves that experience these things and want to protect us and speak fear into us every day. And I want you to know that you are consciousness experiencing this. All of these things happened. Yes, they did. You came here and you forgot who you are. Yes, true. However, you know better. There's so much information for you now. Don't take one thing somebody says. Don't take everything that I say as face value. The point is to connect with your higher self, with your spirit, and let it guide you. You have infinite knowledge within you. There is lifetimes of knowledge. If you don't feel comfortable saying you're a God, you're an essence of God. Jesus, Muhammad, every single ascended master have this one rule, understanding, which says that when you leave this body, there is something that leaves outside of this body. This body is no longer useful, but there is something even more powerful within you, and that thing lives within you now, and act like it. Our experiences, our trauma, does not have to be the foundation of our lives. Please. And that is something that I walk with now. I can't tell you that every day I wake up feeling gorgeous or beautiful or how I want to feel or successful. But guess what? My feelings, it's a state of my mind at that time. It is fleeting. And so are your feelings as well. And that has been how I have been dealing with my struggle with this body dysmorphia. When I think about the times I've lost, the experiences I've lost, just putting on clothes and being afraid or getting looking at the mirror and getting a glimpse and having a thought, and then my entire day ruined. I remember my son, I was trying to get him into swimming lessons. And that day he was like three, four months. And I put on a bathing suit and we were supposed to be in the water with them. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I told myself, if his dad can bring him, I even begged my cousin who was thinner than me to take him in the water and teach him how to swim, because I couldn't look at myself. I didn't want other people looking at me. I miss important times of my life because I was confined by fear, by self-hate. And where did all of this come from? From experiences of that people gave me, people that didn't even know themselves, people that were not even qualified to be guardians. And as a 34-year-old woman, as a 34-year-old mother who has been blessed with opening my eyes to who I am, I'm committed to changing. I'm not 100% there yet, but I know that what I feel is not real. And I hope that this message or me sharing my story inspires you to also know and do the same for yourself. Again, I would love to help in any way that I can do. If you find yourself in this place stuck, I've been there. I'm not quite out of there yet, but I have a flashlight leading myself out of that tunnel. And I am raising that, like that flashlight, like, hey guys, there is light. Come. So join me on this journey. And I'm going to end here. And I love you guys. I appreciate every single one of you for being here. And I look forward to expanding. I look forward to inspiring others to heal through my experiences. I look forward to finding strength in vulnerability. Guys, keep me in your prayers. And I can be reached at healintoyourawakening@gmail.com. I am on Instagram at healintoyourawakening. Please, please, please don't just listen to the podcast and forget to add me. Add me, because I really want to connect with you guys even more. I'm shy, but hold me up to it. Be like, yo, get on the live. And I will. And I'm on TikTok at healintoyourawakening as well. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. Have an amazing week. And again, you are an essence of the creator experiencing this life, and you get to choose how you want to live it. Choose a way that empowers you. Bye.